You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Welcome to the belly of the beast, to the den of the Illuminati, home of the almighty media. That's how powerful we are, that's how influential we are, and we're not stopping anytime soon, so get used to it. Is this the Black Ops Division of Flow Sports? We're dropping nuclear bombs today.
What's up, everybody? Welcome back to the Who's Number One podcast. We got a fun one in store for you guys here today. A lot to talk about, plenty of stuff going on. But right off the top, if you guys haven't seen episode 6 of Who's Next, we're going to be doing a little talking about that episode here today. So definitely stop what you're doing. Go to fullgrappling.com, press play on episodes 1 through 6. You're going to want to check them out. I promise you won't be disappointed. Lots of fun. No guests on the show today, just the boys here today talking about Who's Next, talking about ADCC, talking about everything that's coming up. Huge, huge next couple months for Flow Grappling and for Jiu-Jitsu in general. So super excited to talk about it. As always, though, I'm your host, Reed Connell. We got Corey Stockton holding it down over here. What's up, Corey?
Yeah, I wish the grappling calendar for the next couple months was a little more exciting, right? There's not a whole lot going on next couple of months. Man, we got ADCC trials just finished up in Australia.
Hell
ADCC just a couple months away now. Who's Next finale coming right down the pipe. A little bit later on, we got some Who's Number Ones.
Yeah.
So it is an exciting time to be a grappling fan, man. Lots going on.
Absolutely. These next 3 months are going to be electric.
Mm-hmm.
We kicked it off with Who's Next. We got the Who's Next finale coming. We set the finale. ADCC. Holy shit, Connor. What do you think about all this stuff? Connor Joshin in the back, as always, holding it down on the YouTube, Discord chat.
Mm-hmm.
If you guys got any questions, let them know. But what do you think about this schedule coming up here, Connor? Pretty crazy.
It is absolutely overwhelming, honestly. For us, you know, it's going to be a lot of work. It's going to be a lot of travel, but so much fun and so much good jiu-jitsu. It's going to be really cool, I think, especially because we're going to be able to see the Who's Next guys going in, not just for this big finale, and it's kind of their debut to the world in competition after the show is released, but also we get to see some of them trickle their way into ADCC and maybe some more Who's Number Ones.
Guys.
Yeah, so it's going to be super fun. But
yeah. So let's talk a little bit about Who's Next, episode 6, the final episode. If you guys haven't watched it, go back, please, and check it out. The final episode, we set our final, had our two semifinals, set the final for July 14th. We were going to find out who is the next great grappling superstar, the next great submission fighter here. So very exciting. But maybe start with you, Connor. This challenge we started with, maybe we can talk about the challenge. Circuit of the Americas,
mm-hmm.
Go-kart race,
mm-hmm.
another fun challenge. Where does this kind of challenge rank for you on the season? How do you think it played out?
I think because of how this one was shot, it's way up there. I don't think anything can really beat the bull, and I don't think in my mind... the strong second that's going to hold its place is the paddleboard, simply for Andrew Tackett grabbing Adam Bradley, drowning him, essentially, trying to pull him out into open waters.
That was your favorite part?
That was my favorite part. I just thought that was so funny. But, you know, this one was cool. We got to see him get a little rough in there, taking those corners a little bit tight. It looked like Andrew Tackett was coming for heads as usual. So,
dude, he looked so dangerous.
Dude, constantly. In every challenge.
It must be nice to grow up as Andrew Tackett, as William Tackett, as Caleb Tackett.
Yeah, these guys are killing it.
And it seems like whatever challenge we put in front of them, right, just Andrew Tackett, master bull rider, Andrew Tackett, great shot on the range. Andrew Tackett knows how to race a car better than anybody else on the field except for Isaac Michelle. So it's just, that kid's childhood signed me up.
Yeah, so this was Circuit of the Americas out here in Austin, Texas. I believe it's the only F1 track in North America, or at least in the United States, maybe, I think. So huge F1 track out here, right down the street from where we're shooting this podcast right here. But this was a fun one because I feel like it was, you know, a lot on the line, of course. They set the semifinals after the match. But who doesn't just have fun riding go-karts, driving go-karts?
As far as the FOMO factor, this is the one I was most jealous of. I could have passed on the bull riding, or I could pass on arm wrestling with Big Dan.
Yeah.
But this is the one that, signed me up for this one.
So we set the quarterfinal matches after that, or Hollywood Mike, or Craig, the blue team, they won the challenge. Isaac, Michelle, were you surprised that Isaac just murdered everybody? Like, I was trying to tell him to slow down during the race, because he was literally just, like a mile ahead of everybody else. I don't know how it happened, to be honest.
Yeah, he said he had some motorcycle racing credentials in his back pocket, so I'm sure if you can race anything with two wheels, you can race anything with four wheels. Channeling his Daniel Ricciardo, coming out hot.
Yep, those Australian days coming in handy for Isaac. Mm-hmm. But we set the semifinal matches, Kyle Chambers versus Andrew Tackett and Isaac Michelle versus Jansen Gomez. Connor, which one were you most excited about, I guess?
I was most excited for Tackett versus Chambers. I like the Isaac versus Jansen, like the storyline going into that. Obviously, those are the two number one guys. And you know, you kind of know it's like, well, it's the IBJJF style versus the heel hook style. And we love that storyline here, obviously. But there was something special about Andrew Tackett's run that made this one, just like a little bit extra juicy. I don't know. And it was the match ended up being a little bit more rough, a little bit more. There was some taunting going on, and it was peak Andrew Tackett. But shout out to Kyle for that, for another finish, another one, and now he puts himself into the finals. That's super fun.
Were you there live for that, for this match?
I don't know if I was live for this one. Yeah, no, I was because this is the only one that Gabe didn't ref. Yeah, I was live for this one. They actually had me like pressing little buttons on a little sound thing.
That's right.
What
you're
I was doing
out the soundboard. What happens here in episode 6, Andrew Tackett gets matched up with Kyle Chambers, two guys who have had great performances on the show up to this point. Andrew, of course, submitting Big Dan, and Kyle, of course, submitting Mike Rakshan. Did this one play out how you saw it playing out, Corey?
For the beginning half, yes. Andrew Tackett, his pace, his cardio, exactly what you expect to see when you see an Andrew Tackett match. We've seen him in so many hour-long matches, we expect that he can go 4 hours. I didn't expect him to bully Kyle the way he started to rough him up a little bit. But the pace that Andrew set, I was shocked when Kyle, despite how good his guard looked, I was shocked when Kyle turned the tables on Andrew and eventually ended up submitting him.
Yeah, super big win for Kyle. You know, he's a 10th Planet guy. He's had a great performance on the show. You know, definitely one of the most focused guys, you know, coming into the show. I think he was really focused to win this thing. As you can see, we're playing the kind of final here. An hour and a half match, 90 match, the second longest match on the show for both these guys. And they were on it for the entire 90 minutes. They really were. And yeah, you can see this position came up a couple times. And you can see Andrew's doing a good job of, of hiding his leg there. And Kyle was going for a lot of heel hooks, and he wasn't getting the heel hooks. And this time, instead of going for the heel hook, he went for the knee bar and maybe surprised Andrew a little bit and was able to take home the victory. So huge win for Kyle. Super happy for him. You know, obviously Andrew, a fan favorite on the show as well. The sky's the limit for Andrew Tackett. This is only the beginning for Andrew. We're going to see him for years and years and years to come. But Kyle definitely punched his ticket. He's in the finals July 14th. And then we get to see the other match, Isaac versus Jansen. What do you think about this one, Corey?
This was a really interesting match for me because when we shot this, just a couple months before that, Isaac won Nogi Worlds, Jansen won Nogi Worlds. So yeah. Two brown belt Nogi World champions going head-to-head. And
different weight classes, they're middle and medium heavy, so right next to each other. But
yeah, and just for me, this was one of the best matchups. Even at the start of the show, I figured that Jansen would go pretty far. I figured that Isaac would go pretty far. So watching them meet up in the semifinals was exactly what I hoped we would get.
Mm-hmm. And Connor, you mentioned it earlier, being kind of a IBJJF guy versus a leg lock guy. Did this play out how you expected it to?
Personally, yes. I didn't. I honestly thought it was going to be a little bit of a longer battle, like a little more drawn out one. Just based off of the kind of wars we've seen on the show, they could be anywhere from an hour and a half, like the last one we just saw, to something a little bit shorter. But you know, it doesn't surprise me when I saw when I had this match pitched to me. Whenever you know people were in the office talking about it, I kind of figured this is exactly what everyone's expecting as far as finishes go. If it's finished early by Isaac or finished at all by Isaac, you know, this is the obvious weakness. But, you know, shout out Jansen. He had such a good run on the show, and he raised his stock a lot in my eyes. It was good to see him get out there under a submission-only rule set.
Yeah, and tear definitely. It up. I think exposed Jansen to a lot of different people, a lot of different, you know, different people watching the show and stuff like that. So hopefully he gained lots of fans. I think he was, you know, one of my favorite characters on the show. It was nice to get to know him. So I didn't know a lot about Jansen other than he was a beast, you know, jiu-jitsu wise. So excited to get to know Jansen across the way. But this was really probably one of the most brutal finishes from the show, to be honest. I'm not sure if it really tells the full story here, but this was a brutal submission.
Yeah, and that's saying something given how many pops and snaps we heard throughout the tournament, right? Yeah. But yeah, I think Jansen just kind of left his heel a little too long for somebody who's that sharp with all of his finishes, really, not just his leg locks, not just his heel hooks, but Isaac is a sharp finisher no matter where he goes.
But especially the leg locks, right. Too, right? You know, training with Craig and everything, man, it's like you can't leave those. I think he maybe just tried to fight it an extra moment, and there were some pops and cracks in there that watching the footage back, I had to take the headphones off, you know? Great. So that, of course, Isaac Michelle, you know, he just went out and won ADCC trials. We'll talk about that, I'm sure, in just a minute. But Isaac Michelle versus Kyle Chambers for the first ever Who's Next title. It's going down July 14th. Both these guys are two of the best up-and-coming submission hunters in the entire world. You know, I think both these guys have a bright, bright future on Who's Number One and in the sport of jiu-jitsu in general. So really excited that we get to feature two super high-level athletes like Kyle and like Isaac. Both these guys really, really deserve this, I think. They worked hard. They proved themselves. We put them through the ringer on the show. It was a crazy, crazy show. It taxed them mentally. It taxed them physically, certainly. You know, so these two guys are the cream of the crop who have risen to the top. And now, July 14th, there can only be one. Yeah. We're going to find out which one of these guys is the first ever Who's Next champion. Really, really excited about it. Connor, I don't know, maybe we won't go predictions just yet, but give me your thoughts. Give me your thoughts on this matchup, you know, and what you think about it.
I'm curious whether Kyle will enter into a leg lock exchange in like a real serious manner, because I just don't know. I mean, Isaac's at the best leg locking academy outside of, you know, it's New Wave or B Team probably in the world, and he's correct me if I'm wrong, but he's under Lachlan, correct? He's trained under him originally back in Australia.
Has trained under Lachlan, yeah, for sure. I think, you know, Craig has gave him his brown belt most recently, so I think, you know, definitely training a lot with Craig and those guys here in Austin.
That just seems like a really tough challenge to have to go up against for your plan A, you know what I mean? So I don't know if this is a thing of like, well, what is Kyle Chambers' plan B, and will Isaac have a technical match for that? Because I don't know if I see Kyle entering into the leg lock exchange and, you know, coming out with that win over Isaac.
What do you think, Corey?
Setting predictions, setting game plan aside for a second, one thing that makes me really excited about this matchup is I think given enough time, both of these guys would have ended up on the Who's Number One mats eventually, one way or the other. But that makes Who's Next like the perfect catalyst to just get them all in front of everybody right now. Why wait a year or 2 years? Why wait for these guys to kind of pick up some steam on the, you know, on this circuit or that circuit? Put them on Who's Next. Show everybody why they belong on Who's Number One, and then put them in the premier Nogi sub only tournament in the world.
Absolutely. And like you said, man, I keep going back and forth on like who's going to win and how it's going to go down. You know, obviously both these guys are experienced elite leg lockers. You know, Isaac is a great back taker, of course, we know, but man, Kyle's cardio and resiliency, his defense seems like it's better than anybody's. So I think both these guys have the style to beat each other, to be honest. So super, super exciting match. Of course, that's not the only match on the card. We're going to be releasing, I believe on Monday, the full card. Some mm-hmm. of your favorite characters returning to Who's Number One. But really, the main event, you know, is an exciting one. We've got two experienced Who's Number One champions. Or I guess they're not both champions, but you know, Gordon Ryan, he's champion just about everything, so
yeah. Yeah.
But Gordon Ryan versus Pedro Mourinho, kind of the main event here of Who's Next finale, Who's Number One. Another colossal matchup here. Gordon Ryan is must-see TV. Anytime this dude steps onto the mat, and you're a jiu-jitsu fan, you got to be watching. Who knows what new thing he's going to pull off? Who knows what kind of, you know, move he's going to call? What kind of like Matrix move he's going to pull off this time? But you know, obviously Pedro Mourinho has a bone to pick with mm-hmm. Gordon, so he's going to be gunning for him. What do you think about this one, Corey?
Yeah, I mean, we can sit here talking all day about how good Gordon Ryan is, but I think it's important to note too that this is a rematch, right? 2019 ADCC Worlds, Gordon Ryan in the absolute, in the very first match, he meets a purple belt Pedro Mourinho. Maybe he's a brown belt at the time, but
I believe he's purple belt. I think you're right.
He meets purple belt Pedro Mourinho, who you know, maybe isn't as experienced yet on the highest stage, getting the best in the world in the very first round. Obviously, doesn't go Pedro's way. But since then, the amount that Pedro has grown, right? He won Nogi World. He took double gold in Nogi World. He beat Cyborg. He beat Wagner. He beat Adam Wojcicki on the way up there. And then just recently, he beat Greg Jones, who's number one, to win the 205-pound belt, win the light heavyweight championship. So don't sleep on Pedro Mourinho. He is not what you expect if you're going based on his last time against Gordon.
Yeah, I think he's got a chip on his shoulder. Like you said, he's proved a lot since. And I think he's trying to prove that first match, you know, he's come a long way. You know, maybe he wasn't focused as much on no-gi, a little bit more of a gi player, but I think since then he's shifted to being known as like a no-gi guy. Is that right?
Yeah, I mean, he's been a no-gi guy for a while, but I think like his game has really gotten no-gi oriented. His guillotines are phenomenal. Yeah, his wrestling is maybe some of the best among maybe purely jiu-jitsu guys who haven't dabbled too much in wrestling. He's got great takedowns, and he's really just dangerous from the feet. Mm-hmm, and mm-hmm. his passing is really growing as well. So if Gordon's typically a little bit of a guard sitter off the bat, if Gordon comes in a little bit maybe hesitant or a little bit sluggish, as he sometimes starts a little bit slow, and Pedro turns the pace on, we could see a match for the first 5 minutes here.
Dang. All right. Well, there you go. What do you think, Connor? Is this the Gordon Ryan show, or you pick him, or you think Pedro's got a chance here?
I think it's kind of always the Gordon Ryan show when he steps on the mats one way or another. Even for guys that can give him a good run for his money or give him a good role, like, it just, it is what it is. Gordon Ryan is hard to deal with, even when you're his size. Pedro Mourinho's a smaller guy, but I also think, you know, Pedro may be the small guy to take on Gordon, if there is one, because, you know, you look at how he runs through, for example, Nogi World's Absolutes. He'll run into a Cyborg and make it a knock him out, drag him out battle, you know what I mean? And he can Pedro's handle it
huge.
There. Yeah, yeah.
He's a big dude.
But definitely not the Goliath that is Gordon Ryan, I think. But it's super exciting. I do want to point out on that poster, it looks like Gordon Ryan is absolutely staring into your soul. Take a look at that. That is horrifying.
It's hurting my soul.
I know. It's going to be my nightmares right now.
No. Connor, what's the chat have to say about this match, about the final match, either matchup on the finale here?
Yeah, they had the question. I'll just go ahead and answer it. Yes, Isaac versus Kyle Chambers will be the last match of the card. It is the final main event. This is technically the Ryan versus Mourinho match is the co-main event, I believe.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
But, yep, so just throwing that out there in the chat. They actually had a question, because we released a little bit of an extended clip of Tim Spriggs going off. Why was that not the main event matchup here, Reed? What's the update on that?
Yeah, good question. Unfortunately, you know, unable to make that match. Unfortunately, Tim Spriggs retired, I believe, from grappling, as far as I know. You know, I could say that we really, really tried everything possible to make that match happen. It's what we wanted from the beginning, but unfortunately, you know, people retire. That's what happens in this sport, and not everybody. You know, you can't fight for your entire life. You can't do these athletic things for your entire life. And sometimes people have to move on. Unfortunately, not great timing for the show to have Tim retire. But as far as I know, I believe Tim's retired from grappling competition. He's going on to doing some professional wrestling and trying some things in some other sports and stuff like that. We obviously wish him the best. Wish we could have made the Craig match, you know, Craig will have a big match here coming up soon, I'm sure. Mm-hmm. You know, Craig a big big personality, and you know, deserves a big match. So we've got some more Who's Number Ones coming up here throughout the year, and I'm sure Craig Jones will jump on there and we'll get Craig an exciting match.
Cool. Yeah, whatever Craig Jones match we get is going to be an exciting match. Craig has a way of doing that, huh?
Yep, exactly.
There was another question here. Give me one second. Will we see an episode drop of the training of both competitors from their respective camps? What's the content plan there? What are we going to be able to see
from
the guys?
To lay out my content
Give
plan
me the content. Kind of? Deadlines, brother. Deadlines.
Yeah, no, for sure. We'll definitely be trickling out a lot of stuff in the next, you know, 2-3 weeks here. Update videos with Isaac and Kyle. You know, both these guys have been training hard for this event since it happened. You know, they've been hush hush, mum is the word. They've been trying to keep it a secret. They did a great job. Now they can finally kind of talk about what they're training for. They've both been training for it for a while, should be exciting. I don't know if we wanted to talk about even what Isaac's been up to these last few weeks.
Before we move on, I think it's important that we give Isaac a shout out, huh? Mm-hmm. Isaac was out in Australia. You may have heard, if you're following the ADCC universe, he won the trials, right? He won the not just the trials. He won the 99 kilogram division. He weighed in.
Wow.
He said that day at 84 kilograms. So wow. Fighting up 30 pounds and making it look easy. He won his first three matches via submission, and then ended up out wrestling Anton Menenko in the final, which is no easy task.
Yeah, this is legendary right here. Isaac, of course, you know, did so well on the show, but you know, everybody's dream is to win ADCC. So you know, he went back and stepped up, and you know, obviously Craig already in at 88, didn't want to. Craig and J-Rod already in at 88, didn't want to have to fight his teammates at ADCC World Championships. So he bumps up to 99 and makes it look easy. He kind of dominated. Shout out to Isaac, killing him out there. Does this impress you, Connor? All these leg lock finishes? Or you got a no-gi Ezekiel choke, too, right?
That's coming up right here. I want to talk about this, because Craig kind of put a bounty on those techniques. He shouted out his whole team and basically said, hit some bullshit. You know, let's make it work.
Have you ever hit a no-gi Ezekiel choke? Connor, have you ever hit one?
No, I hit some bullshit, but never a no-gi Ezekiel. Yeah. No, I wouldn't even know where to start. I don't think my wrists bend in that way.
Yeah, that was cool. So, yeah, what a crazy performance there. You know, getting some reps in before Who's Number One, or before the Who's Next finale. So now that makes Isaac from the show, from Who's Next, was able to punch his ticket to ADCC. Mm-hmm. Of course, Big Dan Montesoyu was able to punch his ticket to ADCC. And
J-Rod,
of course. Can't forget J-Rod out there. There's the no-gi Ezekiel choke from Isaac. But J-Rod was able to buggy choke his way to ADCC qualification. So three guys from the show able to punch their ticket. Andy Varela, you know, he's out there. He had a great performance at ADCC North American Trials.
Andrew Tackett
did. Mm-hmm. Yep, that's true.
So yeah, so a lot of top level performances at ADCC Trials from the guys on the show, and that just goes to show, right, like the level of competition at Who's Next was top of the world.
Cream
of the crop competition. Guys like Isaac, guys like Kyle, Andy Varela, Big Dan, J-Rod, all of those guys are at the top of the heap already, and this is just a way to propel them into the Who's Number One universe.
Yep, and we're going to see all these guys on July 14th. We'll let you know what the matchups are on Monday, but all your favorite guys are going to be returning, so definitely look out for that. But how crazy was that? Every single ADCC trials that happened, streamed on Flow here. First time anybody was able to see all the ADCC trials in the history of ADCC. Hope you guys enjoyed the ADCC trials circuit and were able to kind of follow along what was going on there. Because, man, those ADCC trials are some of the most exciting tournaments in the world.
And I think it's so important because we go into any ADCC year thinking like, okay, here are the guys who've been invited. I know who this guy is. I know who that guy is. And then there's those trials winners. Yeah, that'll be cool too.
Mm-hmm. Like, what happened? Who do they beat?
When you get to see how they made it there, and you realize like, oh, Jeremy Skinner submitting everybody. Like, okay, this is a guy to watch.
Oh, Paul Ardia just murdered everybody in his division. Oh, wow. Maybe we should pay attention to that guy, because literally nobody was even able to be offensive for a moment against him.
It makes you realize that, like, just because these guys are going to go out and, you know, have a tough match against a Gordon Ryan, a Craig Jones, an established invitee first round, doesn't mean that they're chumps, right? These are some of the best in the world, and they're given in their given divisions. And it kind of adds to the fact that when, for example, Isaac Michelle goes into ADCC and wins his first three and surprises everybody, this is why.
Yeah, yeah. Now you can say, oh, I watched him win trials. I already knew that this dude was going to win. You know, I already knew.
You're part of the insider crew now. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So, you know, Tommy Langacker, you saw him win at Euros as well. You know, the U.S. trials were just bonkers. Brazil trials were killer. You had Mika Galvão, Roberto Jimenez, standouts from the South American trials. I mean, yeah, these new age trials winners. I mean, Keith Krikorian, he's got a shot to win 66 for sure. A lot of these trials winners.
Right? Fabrizio Andre Diogo. I mean, there's so many trials winners.
They all legit have a chance to win.
World champion trials winners.
It's crazy. And just goes to show you how far ADCC's come and how there really is. These are the 16 best grapplers in the entire world. It really does feel like a blood sport or The Quest, if you're familiar with that Jean-Claude Van Damme movie, which I believe was his directorial debut. Great movie. But
dude, you have the most technical film reference, like the most obscure weirdo. It's that in music with you, dude. It's impressive every time. Yeah.
Got some obscure stuff, yep. Mm-hmm. But yeah, what else are we talking about? We got anything else? What else going on in your world, Connor?
Man, a lot is going on in my world. We had a question about the Who's Next kind of casting process, I guess. Could I field it to you, Reed?
Yeah, man, I'm an open book.
They were curious. What, aside from Sewerette, was there a crazier or a super weird standout submission video that stood out to you? come on. Look, we're baiting it out of you. Come on.
Yeah. No, you know, obviously the first kind of iteration of Who's Next, people were a little skeptical, maybe didn't know exactly what it was, what we were trying to do. So we didn't get exactly flooded with submissions. We certainly got hundreds of submissions, but I wasn't sifting through like thousands and thousands of submissions. And but I don't know. Definitely, there was a male porn star who threw his name into the book, and maybe that was probably one of the more noteworthy submissions. I'll just go out there and say it.
Perfect. Yeah. So no male porn stars made it into the Fighter House.
Maybe season two, though. Maybe season two.
That we know of. Yeah, maybe season two. How many? We got it. I have a feeling we're going to have like an absolute flood for season two. Just if everyone and their mother is not like making these application videos after seeing, you know, all the super high level athletes and way real pathway to success for competition, but also just the flamboyant personalities that come on. You're crazy. If you're not applying for it, you're crazy.
Yeah,
definitely.
Hopefully we're going to do season two, and, you know, we want to uncover all the talent from all corners of the earth, you know, and really feature, you know, people who have interesting stories, but are, you know, on the come up in the jiu-jitsu world. That's what we're looking for. You know, people who are outspoken, have slick jiu-jitsu, and are ready to kind of take the next step in their jiu-jitsu journey. Right? Yeah. You going to apply, Corey?
I think those days are behind me. We'll see if I can sneak in. just give me a match. Yeah, that's all I want. Like, not part of the show, not part of the cast. Just secret match.
Secret super fight match.
Yeah. Well, another secret that we can just kind of tease maybe a little bit. The we've moved to a new office. We've said before, the old office is getting a little bit of a makeover, and maybe one of these times we'll have a podcast fight club. or we can run out there and just do our own live
matches. Is that what they're doing over there? They're making a podcast fight club
room? Yep, that's what we're doing. Yeah.
First matchup, me and Connor.
Oh, okay.
Happening today. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay, I was wondering what the hell they were doing out there.
Yep, that's it.
Perfect, perfect.
On my orders, specifically. I got a lot of pool around here.
Yeah. Corey, what else are we talking about? Anything else you want to talk about?
No, we got through it. Trials, the Who's Next finale, obviously. Gordon Ryan, Pedro Marino match is just one of the Gordon Ryan matches coming up.
Have
right?
We announced also, the Gordon's? Yeah, we've announced Gordon's match, right?
We're not spoiling anything. Gordon is fighting for Gisa.
Yeah, Gordon Felipe. Holy, yeah, that's going to be insane. We've been looking forward to that match. We've been trying to make that match for years, and now it's finally coming to fruition. Insane. One of the best matches you could possibly make in jiu-jitsu. And then, of course, ADCC, the single best match you could make in jiu-jitsu. Gordon Ryan versus Andre Galvao. Decades in the making with these two. Finally coming to fruition. Jesus.
If you're not watching that match, you're not an actual fan of jiu-jitsu.
Mm-hmm. You're right.
I'm calling that out right now. You don't care about jiu-jitsu.
our resident expert, Sauerkraut, in the chat, he had a guess as to who the male porn star was. Was it Rod Stiffington? No? All right. Sorry, Sauerkraut.
Keep guessing.
Yeah. He has a list, like a Google sheet that he's putting together now, so he'll keep throwing them out.
Sauerkraut, just tell the whole YouTube world who you're following.
Give us a rundown of the male porn star universe.
Perfect.
You guys watching anything good? Connor, you watching anything? Any good shows or anything?
Any good shows? I'm finishing Ozark. I'm trying to finish Ozark.
How many seasons is that?
That's four seasons, yeah. So I'm at, like, you know, episode four. I like to watch things that make me feel like a badass while I'm sitting on my couch, like Sons of Anarchy, anything with guns and, you know, like, yeah.
Badassery.
Tattoos and shit, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. How about you?
I haven't seen Ozark. That's one I haven't dove into.
Dude, you should do it. It's very good. Yeah.
What are we watching? We started watching The Staircase on HBO. I don't know if you guys are familiar with that.
No.
Antonio Campos, which is one of my favorite kind of indie directors.
This fucking guy.
Of course, he produced Marcy May Marlene.
Of course.
Directed Simon Killer, naturally. I believe, which was one a great kind of indie movie of the early 2010s.
As we all know. Corey, what do you think of his early work?
Antonio Campos?
Yep.
Yeah, no.
I really think he stepped it up around 2012.
Yeah. Yep. You watching anything, Corey? Anything good?
I just got through my third or fourth rewatch of The Wire. Always a classic. I started up season two of The Righteous Gemstones. Just absolutely classic.
I have only seen season one of The Wire. It's rough for me to admit that on this podcast.
Is that like a sin?
Step up.
Yeah, it feels pretty. Coming out of your mouth, it's just like, I got to go put soap in my mouth now. I got to go wash my mouth out with soap. I've only seen season one of The Wire.
I think someone had mentioned in the chat earlier, they're like, oh, we miss Hollywood Mike. Do we know when he's going to be back? Can we throw like a party? Can we get like little
no
poppers out?
I have no idea where Hollywood Mike is.
He just disappeared constantly.
I have no idea where that guy went or where he is. No, I'm just kidding.
He's hanging out in the tunnels of sewer, right?
He might be. I believe Hollywood Mike, it's a good point, I believe Hollywood Mike will make his triumphant return to the Who's Number One podcast next week.
Woo!
Don't book it, but I'm pretty sure. pretty sure Hollywood Mike is going to be making his triumphant return. Dude's been all around the world prepping for ADCC
and becoming a monk.
Yeah, prepping for who knows what. So I've heard through the grapevine that Hollywood Mike might be making his return. So tune in next week, guys, for that. Connor, any parting words?
No, man. Thanks for joining in on the chat. We're going to have those announcements coming out for the full card on July 14th. Who's Next finale. We're going to be dropping those announcements on Monday. So, stay tuned. Instagram, if you're signed up for the email newsletter, all that good stuff. Exciting times. These next few months are going to be crazy, and I'm excited for them. Hopefully everyone else is too.
Let's do it. Corey, any parting words?
Tune in, man. There's a lot of cool content coming down the pipe. Some secret ADCC projects you guys haven't heard of yet. There's a lot in the works.
Yep, absolutely. Make sure you guys go back to flowgrappling.com. Watch Who's Next, episodes 1-6. Get you prepped for our July 14th live finale. Isaac Michelle, Kyle Chambers, Gordon Ryan, Pedro Mourinho. Going to be a killer time. It's a Thursday night card, so make sure you guys adjust your TVs or just, you know, whatever you need to do for a Thursday card. Gonna be killer. Appreciate everybody tuning in. As always, Reed, Corey, Connor. See you guys next week. Peace.
16 of the world's best submission fighters entered the tournament, and now only two remain.
It's going to be a huge, exciting match. I think Carl's going to try to put it on me. He's going to be attacking me, and I'm going to throw down and do what I do best.
I do whatever I have to do to get my hand raised at the end of the day.
The Who's Next tournament is the way tournaments should be run. You get to a higher level and you want to know who's the best, then you need to figure out who's next. And the way you do it is no judges, no rules, no time limit, no restrictions on the type of submissions you're allowed to use. This is the way a tournament's supposed to be. If you want to find out who's best, you need to find out who's next.
Be prepared, Isaac, man. That's all I gotta say. I just want to have a great battle, man. I just already know that you're one of the best in the world. I'm one of the best in the world, and let's just put on a show for the people. Nothing less but the best.
What you guys can expect from me is just to put it all out there on the line.
Who will be crowned the next great submission fighter? Will it be Kyle Chambers or Isaac Michelle? Find out July 14th, only on Flow Grappling.
Fight!
Go! Go to the top, go, go.